This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
The world of basketball is catching up to the United States, and it starts in the youth movement and how they develop their players. Ben Golliver has a very long article in the Washington Post today talking about the unique challenges between the international stars and the American-born stars and the things that they all kind of go through and how different they are. And there's so much that feeds into this. And it's not just the AAU, ABCD, EYBL, acronym high school stuff, but it's everything that goes along into it. It's let's start with the basketball component, because there's a lot of the basketball component. The Golliver sets the tone of this article by talking about Joakim Noah, defensive player of the year, great rebounder, team guy. I mean, his jump shot was terrible. Like, he airballed free throws. But it starts with, he asked this group of this top-level prospects he was doing a Zoom conference with. And he goes, how many of you enjoy rebounding? And the crowd kind of gave him some... And he goes, that's interesting. This is what rebounding gets you. And he pans his computer around his Hawaiian home on a beachfront property and his $140 million worth of career earnings. The idea that you can only make money by being this one-on-one scorer. Now, the name of the game in basketball is always putting ball in hoop. But what the NBA is trying to do all the way down at the youth levels is to emphasize the team game. And the reason why this is happening is because the American grasp on the game is losing a foothold. Don't get it twisted. U.S. is still very top. But I've also said 2028, it would not surprise me to see France be the gold medal winning team coming out of Los Angeles. The last two number one overall picks have been French, and they've been 7-foot freaks. Now, Sarr is not the same level of prospect as Victor Wembanyama. Victor is quite literally the definition of a generational prospect. They're in the last, 30 years? When you talk about generational, that dude's going to be a dude. You knew it the second they got to the league. It starts with Braun, probably goes all the way out to Anthony Davis, and now Victor. When you're talking about physical freaks and tools and skills and mentality and mindset, and yes, you can talk about Anthony Davis's injuries and all that kind of stuff. As a reminder, Anthony Davis was the last freshman to win National Player of the Year and a national championship. He was really, 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 really good. Okay? But the idea starts at the NBA level and goes down, whether it's Joe Dumars, whether it's Adam Silver, whether it's the deputies that are working in there, because they're looking around and they're seeing the faces of the NBA, Zion Williamson, John Morant, Ant Edwards. These guys that are very, very, very high level players, two number one picks and number two pick, that came out of this as supreme talents, but lacking significantly in soft skills. Whether it's Zion and his weight and how he's comported or comported himself in social media, chasing porn stars. Look, I'm not going to tell somebody how to live, but you got to keep that stuff under control. Ant Edwards and his multiple profanity-laced text messages about getting abortions, his homophobic comments at a gay bar in Atlanta, Ja Morant flashing a gun multiple times. I had somebody ask me 2 years ago who I would take to build a franchise with, Ant Edwards or Tyrese Haliburton. I go, Ant Edwards is unquestionably more talented. Give me Tyrese Haliburton every single time. Because being the face of a team, being the face of a franchise, being the face of a league, Tyrese Haliburton has so much further ahead. Ant Edwards will never get there. He will never get there. I hope he does, but the likelihood that he gets there is next to none. His comment was about a month ago. I don't want to get double teamed. I don't want to pass the ball. I don't want to play, Mick. I'm a scorer. That mentality is so broken and so in stark contrast. Going back to Luka Doncic, do you know what Luka Doncic is as a basketball player? He is a force multiplier. He is one of maybe three players in the NBA right now that his ability lifts all boats, makes everyone better. You could say LeBron is still kind of that to an extent, but he's 40 freaking years old. Beyond him, beyond Luka, it's Nikola Jokic and it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you could argue Victor Wembanyama is heading down that path as long as his blood clots heal. Jason Tatum is not a force multiplier. He's a phenomenal player. SGA is not a force multiplier. He is a phenomenal player. And there's so much that goes into this. It is not just the off-the-court stuff. It is how they play the game, how they're brought up to play the game. The AAUification of basketball. And look, AAU is good because it gets you branded, it gets you more opportunities. American-born players have more opportunities. They have more avenues to success, whether it's NIL. Like you've got Yegor Demin, who came over from Russia to play for BYU and got a couple million dollars. That's the reason he did it. And that's great. But he's also likely the best playmaker in college basketball right now. He's probably the best pure passer. Him and Kasparis Jakaciūnas, who came over from Lithuania.
Right.
Noticing a trend here?
Yes. I would say this, though, to like at least kind of shine a bright spot on basketball. Basketball is not the only sport that's dealing with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to see it in quarterback development. Like, remember, the best quarterback in the NFL right now, arguably probably top five all time, if you're like being really generous, Patrick Mahomes, couldn't read a defense.
Played at Texas Tech.
He didn't understand how to set a point. Right. And that's because of the offense that he used in high school and the offense that he used in college. You didn't have to do that. And I think what you're seeing in football and basketball for sure, I don't know enough about hockey, but I'm sure it's kind of similar in baseball. But again, baseball
is a little different. Have you seen travel baseball, though?
It's a little different because baseball, it's throw really hard, hit the baseball. Right. So, but for football and basketball in particular, what are you seeing a lot more rise up now? You're seeing the AAU, you're seeing the 7-on-7, you're seeing the travel teams. And then you have these parents or these adults who become more important than the high school coach. And it's the trainer, right? The trainer becomes the bigger deal.
The skill development guy.
The skill development guy. But here's the thing. He doesn't develop your skills because you don't practice with them. Now, there are some people who do a great job of skill development. And that is what they do. That is their job. But if your job is, I'm the skill development coach, but to get my skill development, you have to play for my basketball team that travels and plays 100 games a summer and we practice once a week, you're not skill developing. You're play developing. And that's why you see a lot of NBA players now when they come into the league, they want to go ISO. It's why when you look at a lot of quarterbacks, they don't understand coverages. It's why wide receivers don't understand coverages because they're not asked to, because it's simpler to just say, go out and run a vert, go run a post.
Real quick, where
go run a corner.
Where did Josh Allen go to college?
Josh Allen went to Wyoming and he was a JUCO guy somewhere.
Where did Lamar Jackson go to college?
He went to Louisville.
Okay. Tom Brady was
Michigan.
The GOAT. and he was not a good quarterback in college in a Michigan program that was they were okay then.
Yeah,
they were okay then. They weren't the best quarterbacks in college.
Now, no,
with Lamar, different expectations.
Well, he was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes, but at Louisville.
Yeah.
This idea that you have to play for the best program in the country, go through all of these things, going through this process, whether it's in football, the 7-on-7s, or in basketball at AAU, I've talked to international players. The Blazers have a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the development differences, you know, talking to Roops playing over in France. No, I've mentioned this countless times. Ryan Repair is one of the most psychotic workers I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, they got to throw him out of the practice gym. This guy lives, breathes, eats, sleep basketball, right? But in talking to these guys that come over, they talk about how we practice.
All the time. All the time.
That's what we do. We practice. We play like maybe two games a week. If you go overseas and you play pickup basketball, you know what you see? Ball movement.
Yeah.
Even just regular Joes. It is a different style of basketball. It is team emphasis. Like, you go play a pickup game overseas. Like, when I was stationed overseas, even back then,
mm-hmm.
we play pickup games off base. And these guys are all, they're just looking to dime you up.
Right.
And they're making cuts all the time. They're right. setting back screens. They're setting off ball screens. Like, it is more emphasis on the team game.
Right.
And the individual team play and individual star power is the thing that is emphasized. That's going to get you the league. Being able to score, being able to score. Tumani Kamara got to the league and has exploded because he's doing everything else.
Right.
Donovan Clingan was the 7th pick in the draft because he's 7'3" and he's huge and he does the dirty work.
You want the rock? You got to block. That's a huge thing in football. And
yes.
There's a lot of guys. Now, to be fair, there's a lot of guys who don't block that get, you know, looked at. But it's similar to Joe Johnson, right? Joe Johnson was awesome. Why did his teams never win? Because he was ISO Joe. He had to be by himself, you know? It's the youth development system, and unfortunately, I think it's a lot of... And I don't necessarily think that these people have the wrong idea, because I think these people do truly get into it wanting to help kids, and do help kids. But the irony of, like, Josh Allen, as good as Josh Allen was... Josh Allen didn't take the next step in his career until he actually went to the best quarterback skill developer in the world. He went to Jordan Palmer. Jordan Palmer fixed his throwing motion. And that's when he changed from being a really electric quarterback into being a MVP candidate, eventually an MVP winner. Like, you really see the true next steps being taken by either the freak of all freak athletes or the athletes that do find the right skill developer to help them take that next step. And unfortunately, I don't know how you get out of this system with AAU for basketball. And with football, it's very clearly going in that direction as well. There's a reason why 7-on-7 is popping up all the time. There's a reason why you see some of the big trainers of high school athletes in the country now. Guess what they're starting to do in the spring? They're having their own football game. And to the kids, that at times might start to mean more because they believe that those are the coaches that will actually get them to the next level, which is unfortunate.
Yes. And that's the thing is you're seeing, and there are good ones and there are bad ones, these skill coaches and these development coaches and all those kind of things, but the NBA is trying to step in, and they're probably late to the game. Not even probably. They're late to the game. This is something that's been a problem for 20 years. And NIL only complicates it, but what they're doing and how they're going about it, it's multi-tiered. It's not just about off-the-court stuff. It's not just about the basketball stuff. It's not just about the money. It's not just about the travel and too many games and practice. Like, they're taking it all into account. Luka Doncic's foundation did a research project of over 1,300 kids, and one of the things that came out of it was they all of them, felt like that they're playing too many games.
Yeah.
They're playing too many games, and it's just like, here's what comes from the report. The report, which is based on 1,300 participants and included interviews of players, parents, and coaches, found that the United States possessed superior resources, facilities, and showcase opportunities, particularly for young women, but that the pressure to perform drives players to burn out, and the viral chase for fame sidelines fundamentals. More than half of the American parents interviewed felt their child must play basketball without breaks just to remain competitive, and 43% said the system prioritizes individual star power more than team play. This is not a one-off. This is 1,300 people across grassroots in the U.S.
And they're being fed that. They're being told that. That's what they think. I mean, I know people. I am 10 years removed from high school. I know people that stopped playing for their high school team so that they could get a break in that sport and then would still play AAU or, you know, the soccer version of it or the baseball version of it or the lacrosse version of it. And guess what? It worked. Because they got recruited at the volleyball tournament. They got recruited at the soccer tournament. They got recruited at the basketball tournament. They didn't get recruited at the high school game. They didn't get recruited when Westland traveled to go take on Central Catholic. Mm-hmm. They got recruited when
LSI.
Their fast, you know, whatever, AAU Academy took on the other, you know, less fast.
Showcase game.
Right. That's where they got
the
recruited.
Court, all that kind of stuff. And what's really funny about that is, even before social media, there was an AAU tournament where a player suffered an injury and they needed to go get a guy. And this local kid showed up and they're like, who is this guy? And he was not big on the circuit yet. He was not that well known. He went in there and balled everybody up and made everybody look stupid to a level that they were like, oh, who is this? What just happened?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
That guy was Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, who arguably has the best handles in the history of the game. If you are good enough, you will be found. That is always been true, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey. If you are great, you will be found. This whole idea that you have to get this, you have to do this, no, man. If you are truly great, you will be found, because the talent rises to the top. And you hear about these stories all the time. Yeah, no, we found this guy, this football player who was playing pickup at the rec center on campus, and they were like, who is this dude? And the next thing you know, he's starting for his college basketball team. And it's just like, oh, so this whole idea that you have to do this, it's what, so you can get to Ohio Wesleyan?
Right.
What, you're going to get a $4,000 NIL deal?
Right.
Like, you're not making it to the league, bro. Stop. Stop doing that. Stop putting your kids through that. Stop being that kid. It's like, if I saw the 5'11", 6-foot white guy from West Lynn do this. Peyton Pritchard has a maniacal work ethic and also an insane level skill, his shooting.
Yep.
Beyond, like, he's the outlier. And I'm not telling guys to not go do this, but be wary of this. USC has a kid, Jerry Easter, he's a top 40 prospect. He's going to USC. Mm-hmm. And he says, look, I feel like it's too many games. I wish I had sat out my ninth grade year just to work on my game. So as I'm working out with Kyrie, if I had kept doing that, I would have gotten better.
Right.
But instead, I had AAU games, and I want to just stay healthy to get in the NBA and keep doing the right things. He estimated that between high school and AAU that season, he played 70 games.
Yeah. No, like that's...
He played basically an NBA season.
That's too much.
But a high school kid.
It's why you're having overuse injuries.
And that's the other part.
It's why you're having kids burn out. I have this conversation with my high school athletes, you know, when I'm helping out coaching. Take a break. Go be a kid. Hey, yes. Man, I want you to eat a high-protein diet. It's going to be the best for you building muscle. You're also 16.
Eat
go
what you
get
want.
The shamrock shake.
Yeah.
Go you hang can't out do it with your buddies. Older. Yeah. Yes. Hey, I am a football coach. Your butt better be doing track. If you're not a baseball player, your butt better be doing track.
Doing something.
And if you are an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, learn from my mistakes. I didn't wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't good enough to play basketball. You need to be doing one of those. If you're athletic enough to play basketball, do it.
Yeah.
And if not, wrestle.
Learn how to hand fight wrestle. And learn discipline.
Wrestle. Still come in. Still weightlift. Yeah. Hey, man, we're gonna have the weight room open. Mornings or afternoons, you figure it out.
Diversify your sports.
We want you to come in here. But I want you to get away from the game at that age. When you're old enough for it to be a job, let it be a job.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting paid millions, let it be a job. You're not getting paid millions right now. And the most important one, if you're an offensive lineman, I don't need you to weigh 300 pounds at 16. In fact, I encourage you not to do it. I had a conversation with a kid the other day. He goes, hey, didn't you tell me you used to drink 3 gallons of whole milk a week? Yes, I did. And I got extremely fat and I couldn't move and I had to lose that weight to get back to where I needed to be. Do not do that.
Yeah.
Learn from these mistakes. And hopefully what you see in the AAU circuit and hopefully what you see in football is the people who are my age, who are your age, you know, whatever, who went through this system, mm-hmm. understand what their mistakes were and break the cycle.
And that's what the NBA is trying to do now. And you won't see the benefits of those rewards for some time, probably at least a generation. But at least they're heading down this path. All right, coming up next on the worst day on the web, the greatest sport you've never heard of. But first, here's Big Will Betts with the Sports Center update.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.